This conference will now be recorded.
So to call the appearing to be annual general meeting to order. And I would like to welcome everyone to it. And thank you all for joining. It's my second time running us, so don't be too hard on me. First thing on the agenda, approval of minutes from the previous meeting. They can be found at our website in the governance section. Do I have a motion for approval?
Use move to approve the meeting minutes as written.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All right. All those, is there any objection to approving the minutes as written?
For each motion, I need people to, as a note taker. My name is Chris Caputo, and for each motion, please identify yourself. Thank you. Now, I've got Aaron as moved to approve the minutes, and then someone else seconded.
Oh, that was Jack Carrazzo. That's me.
Thank you.
Are there any objections to approving the minutes as written? All right. That passes. You want to go back to the agenda, Chris?
Sure.
Thank you. So next up, we have a financial update and call for sponsors from Mr. Caputo.
All righty. Let's see. I'm taking notes while I talk, so just forgive me for a second. Let's see. So the finances, this is a quick highlight. The finances for 2023 were posted in January, and I've got them on the screen here in case anybody wants to give them a quick look. I've got the profit and loss page displayed, and I can go to the balance sheet in a moment. And these are kept up at the gov.peeringdb.com quick link to the peeringdb documentation pages. You can also check out previous year documentation there. Let's see. So at the top line, you see the annual sponsorships for 2023 were about 280,000, which is a pretty good, I think, sponsorship rate per year that's pretty reliably renewing. We have the occasional drops and then new additions. And so the numbers are decent. On the balance sheet, you can see that as of the end of 2023, we had almost 350,000 in the bank and zero debt. That's not to say that we don't welcome more sponsorships, because the more that the budgeting can count on, the more development or outreach that can be performed. And so, I encourage anybody to ask their organizations to sponsor if they're not already doing so. Let's see, the Peering DB has tax exempt status in the United States, and there is an annual tax exempt form filed in May. And that will be done as usual. There is a board election and a term limits question from the board that is presented to the membership. That is, this election is happening right now. It started on the 15th and continues until the 29th of April. In the past, we used a service known as Big Pulse to perform the elections. But this year we switched to Simply Voting, which has been used, I believe, by OpenIX and also by NANOG in the past. And, as part of that election, we have an election observer, Steve Feldman, who I see is on the call. He's also our, election observer, and I appreciate his efforts. He also provided some input on some configuration changes for the single transferable vote configuration for Simply Voting that we put into effect ahead of the election. And the other thing I just want to say about Simply Voting is that it's considerably less complex to configure and manage, and I'm happy to be using it. And I also welcome feedback on this or via email if people are having trouble or difficulty with it. Moving on. So I gave some notice to the community a year or two ago of my interest in being replaced, And last July, I began training my potential replacement, and she's on the call, and her name is Shauna Bong. And it's my intention to recommend to the board, the new board in May, I intend to recommend that the new board ask her to replace me effective the end of May. And then my intention is to stick around and be of help to her as needed for anything that we didn't manage to cover in the months of training leading up to that, to now. I've been your secretary treasurer since the formal organization of the entity in 2015, and it's time for me to move on to other things. And with that, I welcome any questions. All right, thank you.
All right, could you return to the agenda, sir?
Sure. Good idea.
All right. Hearing no questions, we'll move on to the admin committee update from Christopher Hansen.
Hello, hello, Chris, and the rest of the participants for this annual meeting. So I'm a chair since roughly 6 months ago. And the update is roughly 4 bullet points, that the average amount of tickets the admin com receives in the last 24 months is between 1,000 and 1,500 tickets a month, created tickets. The average resolution time has gone up, which is not great, but in line with that, we lack volunteers. And more tickets are coming in, including that we see more tickets with references to peering requirements, requiring peering DB profiles for networks, meaning we get more users as the years go on, in line with Google, Cloudflare, etc. More and more networks requiring peering DB profiles. In summary, the admin com has more work to do with the same amount of volunteers, which cannot continue in the long run. We are looking into options of mitigating that, but with no clear current goal on the table, but it's an ongoing discussion and raised to the board as awareness point. That will be all for my update. Questions?
All right. Thank you for your update. Moving on, we'll move to the operations committee update with Job Snyders.
Hello, everyone. Job Snyders here, hailing from Bristol. I want to give you an update on peering to be operations. Let's start out with a service that has been deprecated. For decades, we used to offer a port 43 Whois interface at whois.peeringdb.com. But as the years went by, this service became a nuisance because it limited how we are able to deploy and expose the application to the users. And ultimately, it was decided to get rid of the service because there now is a good API. So the relevance of the Whois service also diminished over time. We've had good uptime throughout the year, but earlier in the year, in February, there was a small hiccup. As you may be aware, we have various rate limits, specifically on the API endpoints, because it's quite easy for scripts to end up sending too many queries to us, so we have to slow those down on our side. But apparently a script found its way to the human accessible site at peeringdb.com/search and was hammering away, and this was a small corner case that was not anticipated. So we started to look into applying rate limits to all online properties and not just the API. Another study is being conducted. This recently kicked off, and this is the investigation to run the PeeringDB dot 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 service in a serverless environment. The difference between serverless containers and virtual machines, as I understand it, is that for a server, a virtual server, we would commit, how to phrase this, whether you use the virtual machine or not, you pay for having that virtual machine accessible to you. And with container deployments, we may be able to move to a model where we actually pay for what is used. So this means that costs of operating a site would rise and fall with peaks throughout the day or month. So to me, this sounds interesting. I'm very curious to see if this deployment model is something that will be usable for PeeringDB. We'll probably be able to share more next year. I'd like to express appreciation for my colleagues, specifically Chris Caputo and Matt Griswold. Without them, this committee would be very challenging to run. So thank you for your good work. And with that, I open the floor up for questions.
All right. Thank you, Yob. Moving on to the outreach committee update with Ben Rial.
Thanks very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on the call. So quick update on the OC activities from last year. You know, the OC charged with, I guess, member and community engagement, and really been building on that through being at events, presenting on highlights, new features that have been rolled out, and also engaging on a kind of one-on-one or a small group basis to explain why, how, what, and about PeeringDB, especially in markets where people maybe aren't so familiar with it. We found it to be pretty successful, and we're going to continue building on that as we kind of move forwards this year. A couple of other activities we've got going on, and we're updating the annual infographic so we can demonstrate the kind of continued growth we're seeing in PeeringDB, so the amount of facilities, IXs, you know, things I guess we all are going there to find. And then we're also thinking about social media as we roll into 2024 and forwards, thinking about if there's different ways we can approach, different tooling we can use, and if there's actually any regional platforms we're not on, which might help grow engagement in areas we know aren't as highly kind of utilized as elsewhere. Finally, we're looking for a vice chair position currently on the OC as well, talking to the current OT members, but also looking outside of that if no one wants to run. And with that, really, I'd like to thank the members of the LPC. That's Lindsay, Yana, Greg, Jonathan, Livio, Arnold, and Esther. Happy to take any questions now, or equally happy to take any questions off the call, and you can reach me on email at ben@peerandb.com. Thanks.
All right. Moving on, we'll get a product committee update from Jack Carozzo.
Thank you. All right, I am new here. I am the product committee chair. Let me just give you this blurb we prepared. The product committee is responsible for improving PeeringDB's software as a whole, bug fixes and small tweaks up through planning, execution of large changes to the web UI, the API, and PeeringDB PY. The committee sits between users who ask for the improvements and the developers who implement them. In terms of people changes, as you may have noticed, Steve McManus has gone on to other pastures, and big thanks to him for steering the ship for quite a while and for helping me get off the ground here. Jeff Bartig, Paul Hogstetter, and I joined the committee, late as December, I guess, of last year. So I'm very much still getting my feet under me. I also really want to thank Leo for helping me get up to speed here. Key numbers, in 2023, we deployed 12 releases. We addressed 76 issues, of which 11 were bugs. We currently have a backlog of 54 issues that are defined and ready for deployment. Ready for development. And we are getting ready to roll out automatic data sync from the prod site to beta.peeringdb.com as part of a set of changes to improve the quality of deployed features, in part by encouraging more users to use the beta site for their day-to-day work. In 2023, we introduced two new objects. The carrier object describes networks providing high capacity links between facilities. We have new carrier object permissions just arrived this month. And the campus object defines a set of facilities where inner building cross connects are available. We've got a nice how-to for facilities that tell you how to make a campus object. As of this morning, we've got 49 campus objects and 161 carrier objects defined. In terms of data access, we introduced new search functionality backed by Elasticsearch, which is now the default search. It allows you to hop in there and search for things like in a city name from the simple search and other plain English or plain language results. The advanced search is still just like it was and will continue to be developed. We began publishing data defining all interconnect facilities in a daily KMZ dump, and it's been very popular. We're planning the ability to export advanced search results as a KMZ download very soon. In terms of data quality, we introduced a way for an internal source of truth to propose updates to PeeringDB, and it only makes proposals, so we don't need to trust it with credentials, and then an authenticated human user can then choose which update to accept or reject. And this is in line with lowering the friction of keeping PeeringDB current and accurate. On the web UI front, we're nearly ready to deploy a new web front end intended to retain the simplicity we have now while incorporating better support for the myriad use cases and data growth we've seen. The new setup, like I mentioned before, will be at preview.peeringdb.com. So users will have an opportunity to test and provide feedback before we deploy it up to the main site. And in terms of volunteer development, we're very glad that volunteers can contribute to PeeringDB. We improved the development quick start environment a couple of years ago, and volunteers use it. When I came on board, I was able to boot up a PDB instance on my own machine, get, you know, real-time or production data, and start messing it up in, you know, 20 minutes or so, which is so much nicer compared to other open source projects when it comes to getting volunteers and getting them actually to be useful. So that's great. We'd like to acknowledge 2023 contributions from Carlos Aguado, Daniel Van Allen, Todd Crane, and the GitHub user Kiram. We have a new volunteer developer this month, Arturo Baldo. Finally, I would just like to thank all of the PC members without which I would not be able to be useful at all. It's Jeff Bartig, Yann Berthier, Yolandi Cloet, Matt Griswold, Marty Hannigan, Peter Helmstein, Paul Hoekstrader, Laurent Jarbonnet, excuse me there, Steve McManus, Arnold Nipper, and of course, Leo Vagoda. And that's it. Any questions for me? Awesome. Please reach out to the product committee either by email, Slack, any means, and let me know if you have any feedback. Thanks.
Thank you very much. at this time, I'd like to open the floor to our members and let you bring up items that you'd like to discuss. All right. Hearing none, I would highly encourage everyone that's on the call to vote in the board election. If you have interactions with other members, I highly encourage you to encourage them to vote in the election. Our you know, our corporation is only as good as our members and those who stand for the board. So this is your opportunity to have your voice heard. And there's you know, important questions in on this ballot. So we want your feedback and we're going to take it to heart. So with that, I guess I will entertain a motion to adjourn the annual meeting.
Views moved.
Second up, Joe.
All right. Is there any objection to adjourning the meeting? Hearing none, I adjourn the meeting and thank you all for joining us. We will see you next year.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good job.